The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And then the guy we're about to talk to, I think he's the best in the business, and I've said that to him publicly and privately. He joins us now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Alex Anthopoulos, a couple of things to mention, by the way, for the Braves. They avoid arbitration on a couple of guys, and we'll get to that. Alex, first and foremost, how are you doing?
Doing well, guys. Glad to be on.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about this offseason. A question we continue to get, Alex, is are we going to add to this pitching staff? Obviously, Braves fans seeing pitchers around the league end up in various spots. We know about the Max Fried situation as he goes to a different team. And, you know, congratulations to him. But what are we going to attempt to do to improve our pitching?
Yeah, so we've definitely had some, you know, conversations, free agency and trade for rotation. I think the thing for us is Strider looks like he's going to be back sooner rather than later. He's going to have a normal spring training. You know, we're not going to put him on the opening day roster, but you know, he'll appear in spring training games. So right now he's doing well, and even though he won't be on the opening day roster, we don't think it'll be too far beyond that. Again, we'll probably have a more definitive date as we get to mid-March, late March. But you start factoring in Strider, in whatever order you want to put it in, Strider, Sale, Lopez, Schwellenbach, those four. You know, whoever we add from the outside for us has to be someone clearly better than Ian Anderson, who's out of options. He's got to make the team. And
right.
Look, I know we haven't thought about Ian Anderson much, but you know, in 2020 he was our number two starter. We went to Game 7 of the CS. In 2021, when they won the World Series, he was our number three starter. I mean, we're talking about filling that fifth starter spot. Now we want five great starters, but you know, to throw him away. And I'm not saying, you know, he still has to make the team and so on, but he's had a normal offseason. Guy was a top five pick in the draft. He's still young. And he has every opportunity to come in and make that team. Now, if we can go get a frontline guy, and that means Ian's got to be in the bullpen as a long guy and so on, we'll do that. But, you know, the other guy is Grant Holmes. I know it was only seven starts, but we like the stuff quite a bit. So we've been active. We obviously haven't gotten anything done, but the bar is high for us, you know. We're not looking to get a back end guy and so on. We'd like to get someone that we'd feel pretty good could slot in with those other four. You know, any one of those four, we'd be excited about starting a playoff game. So I think if you see us add, most likely it'd be someone that we felt pretty good taking the ball in a playoff game, because they would ultimately be blocking Anderson and Holmes and some of the other kids. Mm.
It is the general manager, Alex Anthopoulos, of your Atlanta Braves. Dukes and Bell, we're live at Twin Peaks in Bunkin', getting ready for the national semifinal tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame. We'll ask Alex his football picks later, even though he's from Canada. Alex, the bullpen.
Hey, how you feeling about your 7 years?
I know, for breaking your chops. How you feeling about your bullpen? Are there pending moves there?
Yeah, I mean, the loss of Joe Jimenez is significant. You know, it's definitely significant, and we've had conversations about late-inning relief. You know, internally, Daisbell Hernandez was up and down the majority of the year, but at the end, Snit was going to him in big-time spots. And I remember one game, I think it was a Sunday game against the Marlins, bases loaded. Season's on the line every game at that point. Mets were playing at night against the Phillies. And he brought in Daisbell Hernandez. You know, and we had Joe and we had Pierce and we had other right-handers, but he really threw the ball well. You know, I do expect him to take on more of a role. He's still got to earn it. He's got options and stick, but we'd love to have more depth. But look, we had a really good bullpen last year, a really deep bullpen. And Joe right now, at best, it's back at the All-Star break. It could be where he misses the season, and he's back in 26. So as we get closer, we'll know a little more. But, again, if we think that there's something there where we can improve that depth, get someone we think would be an upgrade over Daysbell. And Daysbell can be a guy to compete for the spot in the pen or be optioned. We look to do that as well.
Alex, the decision on Charlie, how difficult was that to allow him to, you know, hey, we're not bringing you back? I had heard that he wanted to maybe come back here. I don't know if that was necessarily true. Talk about that decision.
Yeah, I want to be careful just to respect him. But, no, he's been great. And look, he made a great choice with the Orioles. One, it's a contending team. It's one, it won the division. They've made the postseason. Drew French was our bullpen coach here. He's now the pitching coach there. This is year two for him, so there's familiarity and relationships there. And Sarasota is close to home for spring training, so it made a whole lot of sense. We spoke. We definitely had conversations early in the winter. I think ultimately, you know, for us, with where the contract went, and, you know, Charlie deserves it. He's been amazing for us. But I think, you know, you look at, you know, the contract that he got, and blocking Anderson, blocking Holmes, you know, weighing all those things together, you know, ultimately, you know, I think, you know, it ended up working out for him that he ended up with the Orioles. But it's tough because that guy's been incredible. He's been a great teammate. You know, it's tough. There's things behind the scenes that no one sees where he helped a Max Fried, he helped a Schwellenbach, he's helped a Strider. The little conversations about grips or about your routine or taking care of yourself or how you attack guys, that's really, really valuable. But the hope is that all the time that he did spend here, all the time that he spent around these guys, they've now learned and they can continue to pay that forward. But I think the one for us is that it was really tough is just, you know, blocking, you know, putting Holmes and Anderson in the bullpen because they're both out of options. You can't send them to Gwinnett. You can't leave them there as depth. You know, again, the bar is high for us to block those guys because they're young guys. We've got them under club control for 6 more years for Holmes, 4 more years for Ian Anderson, and specifically Anderson because he's been such a big part of the team. Again, didn't have a great year, was rehabbing the whole way, came back in the middle, was just so-so-ing Gwinnett, never really got going. But we do believe a normal offseason for him coming into spring training. I'm excited about what we're going to see. This isn't this was a big-time guy for us. And now because we've built so much high-end depth with the other four I brought up, I mean, you know, you think about 2-3 years ago, we talked about Ian Anderson being our fifth starter. So that's a really good rotation. Now, he's got to earn it, and he's got to, you know, earn that rotation spot. And, you know, there's still a scenario that we do make a trade. We do sign someone. So, signings have been slow. There's been a bunch of activity, but it won't surprise me if signings kick into February the way it's going. It has been slow.
Okay, I was going to say, because it has been slow for the Braves, this hot stove league, but I know you always, we joke around that you shop with a Groupon, and you always get the value. Chris Sale's one of the most brilliant, you know, strokes from a general manager we've seen in a while. It's Alex Anthopoulos with this guy's Falcons GM. What he have to say, you'll hear that coming up at the top of the hour. The 7-8-9 spot has been such a strong suit, and I know last year Alex threw it all out because the injuries just killed us, but are you getting enough from the shortstop position? Are you getting enough from the catcher position as far as the plate?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt Sean Murphy and Orlando did not have the seasons they were capable of last year. You know, with the injuries, what happened was everything was exacerbated. You had Orlando Arcia hitting fifth a bunch of times last year. And again, that's not to be critical of Snit. That's because that's the roster I gave him. That's the depth that we had. And we weren't positioned to overcome that. Eventually, we pieced it together. But, you know, we've had such great offensive teams for years now, and last year was a step back. And really, other than Ozuna, everyone took a step back. And now part of it was the injuries, part of it was slow starts. But the way the offense was designed is, you know, for guys to hit more, like you said, to the bottom of the lineup. And if everyone else is healthy and durable like they have been in their career, you look at the back of the baseball card on these guys and their games played, these guys have been durable. Last year, based on career, it was an outlier with all those injuries for so many guys. So, but look, if we can do better, we certainly will. We haven't ruled anything out. But I mean, I would tell you that, yeah, if there's some type of bat we've explored, I don't want to get into the positions cause I don't want to call out our current players, but, you know, we have looked at adding some type of bat. I can't promise that we're going to do that, but that's been part of the conversation.
Alex, you avoid arbitration with Dylan Lee and Jared Kelnick. Talk about their roles and the value to those guys on this team.
Yeah, just the arbitration process is pretty straightforward. Basically, you have, you know, assuming guys come up and stay up, you get them for 6 years. The first 3 years, They basically make the minimum or a little bit above. Clubs can basically set salaries. And then the next 3 years, you go through salary arbitration where you know, they have a chance to get into comparisons and so on. And if both parties can't agree, you end up going to a hearing. And it's basically like going to court. You argue your case, and you know the player argues it, the club argues it, and at the end of the day, everyone agrees the player should get a raise. It's just you get a third party to decide what that salary is. But I don't view it as any big deal because they're still going to show up in spring training. They're still going to be on the roster. So the way the system is set up is for these guys to come to agreements and to come to terms and to get deals done. But look, Jared will come in and compete. You know, he came in. He was a platoon guy to start. Him and Adam Duvall lost their job to Ramon Laureano. Harris and Acuna will be the mainstays for sure. And then the other outfield spot, we'll see. We'll see if somebody else comes in, trade, signing, and so on. So we haven't closed the door on that. But he'll have an opportunity to come in and compete. And then Dylan Lee, again, we had a crowded bullpen. He got optioned twice. But he had a great year for us. He's done a really nice job. He's really starting to emerge. And having depth from the left side, him and Aaron Bummer, I think are going to be really important for this team. So glad to have him back, and I expect them to be important parts.
Alex Anthopoulos with us, guys, Braves general manager here on Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game. I know we mentioned Strider and you know his timeline. Are you expecting Acuna to hit the ground running? What's the realistic expectation? Do we see Acuna getting back to being MVP caliber? It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, so if you look at the injury that he had in 21, basically he had this new one, which was the other knee. He had it 6 weeks earlier. In 21, he had it at the All-Star break, middle of July. This past year, he had it third week of May. So there's already a six-week gap. And if you look at when he started a rehab assignment in the 22 season, when he was coming back, I think it was April 9th. So if you went from April 9th and said, okay, well, it was 6 weeks earlier, and you moved backwards, now you're basically into late February would be the equivalent of him starting a rehab assignment. We're not going to do that with him. In hindsight, as much as he felt great and the doctors cleared him, we probably should have given him more time. He was fine that year, 22, but he was an MVP dynamic Ronald Acuna. So that's why we've come out on the front end and said, look, you're not making the opening day roster. You're going to see him in spring training. He's going to be swinging. He's going to be running. He's going to be shagging. We'll see if he ends up getting into games. I'd guess no. Strider will, but we just want to make sure that we take our time with him. But look, he's doing great. So just based off the previous injury, if we did the exact same thing and started a rehab assignment on April the 9th, for example, that would be 6 weeks longer than he did the first time. So we haven't committed to that. Will it be 6 weeks longer, 8 weeks longer, 10 weeks longer? We'll just see how things go as we get to March. But he's doing really, really well, and he'll be back sooner than later, one way or the other.
Alex, we appreciate you stopping by. We know that you pay attention to Atlanta sports. Frustrating for our Falcons. The other general manager of our team today, Terry Fontenot, spoke to the media as they closed things out for the season. Just any thoughts as we wrap up real quick about the Falcons? Because we kind of all thought that they might make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I was locked in the entire year. My son, we were in Canada for the holidays, and the Sunday night game, my 12-year-old son, we let him stay up. It was late, obviously. He was upset. And he normally doesn't get all that fired up, but he was fired up, boy. He was crushed. I love seeing the passion, right? That's why we do this. That's why you guys have a show. We're fans. And that's why in my current job I can't be a fan, right? Because I know too much. I know the players. I know the personalities. I like being a Hawks fan because I don't know anything. And I'm just a fan, and I get to have that outlet. But look, there's a lot of good signs going forward. But, yeah, it was tough. I mean, we're right there. Even the last game, I mean, man, that was a shootout.
I know.
But obviously the defense, even though the Bucks came back late, but we were following that game as well. We were flying back, and we were following on the plane. So it was kind of crazy. But, look, I'm excited about, obviously, Bijan's been incredible. Drake has just taken the next step as an elite guy. And, look, yeah, from a defensive standpoint, I thought the turnaround with the pass rush first 3 weeks or 3 months or so, whatever it wasn't there, and it started to come on a little bit late. So I'm an optimist. I think they're close, and they were right there this year. And look, I've been here 7 years in Atlanta, and I don't know if it's like the curse since I've been here. They haven't been to the postseason, but like this was the latest. This was the first time I got to follow to the last day that the games mattered, and I think they're about to kind of break through.
Right.
Good stuff.
All right, man. So we should expect a little bit of stuff before pitches and catches. Hopefully we'll be talking to you about some more signings before then. Alex, thanks again.
All right, guys. Always enjoy it.